Claire stepped off the train and took a deep breath, then proceeded to cough at the stench of smoke from someone who had walked up by her with a lit cigarette. As was always her luck, even the little joys were taken away from her. Still, it didn't damper the view of the sun rising in Venice. Okay, so the view was that of a train depot, but still, it was better than the view she'd had at the airport when she'd arrived shortly after 5 in the morning. She picked up her luggage and followed the small crowd of people to the main terminal. When a set of narrow, steep stairs blocked her path, she lifted her luggage and maneuvered down there, trying not to topple over. Thankfully, she'd decided to travel light. One medium-sized roll-on and a backpack so stuffed that her shoulders ached from the weight. But she knew that her luggage wouldn't be an issue once she checked into her hotel. She would be spending a whole week in Venice. Then she'd hop on a train for Milan, where she would soak up as much fashion as she could for an entire week. Then there was a quick 2-night stop in Florence before she headed on to Rome for the rest of her month-long trip. She held in a squeal as she walked. In the main depot, she stopped at a vendor and purchased a large croissant stuffed with chocolate and a sparkling water for breakfast. This was her time. She was going to do all the things she'd dreamed of for years, and it had all been made possible by Robin. Now that her sister was a full-blown A-lister in Hollywood, she'd purposely worn several of Claire's designs to a few choice events. That had allowed her to finally afford her dream vacation, an entire month in Italy. It took her no time at all to walk to her hotel, since she'd chosen one that was close to the train station. She didn't want to carry her luggage all through the canals, or worse, try loading it on a shuttle boat. Actually, her hotel overlooked the Ponte degli Scalzi stone bridge and was tucked behind a 17th century church that she simply had to stop and take several pictures of as she passed both of them. She walked down a narrow walkway and through a green courtyard and checked in with the clerk in the lobby area. Her room overlooked a small canal. Very small, but still it was water. After freshening up and changing, she opened the door and stepped out into the fresh midday air. She was going to find the very first gelato place and absolutely pig out. For her entire first day in Venice, she followed the narrow pathways over so many small walking bridges that she lost count. When she was hungry, she stopped and ate. When she was tired, she found some place to sit, usually in a square near a fountain or along the water, and watched the tourists rush by her. Her hotel bed wasn't as comfortable as they had boasted, but it was a place to rest her head. Besides, so far she hadn't spent a lot of time in the small room. Her second day, she was a little more organized. She had marked several places on her cell phone map that she wanted to visit. She spent the entire day strolling through the museums, historic Gothic churches, and some other famous sites all over Venice. She ate, rested, and enjoyed every minute of it. She got an early start on the third day and planned on spending some of her saved-up money at some local shops, including something special, just for herself. For the first hour, she just walked around the narrow alleys and pathways, taking hundreds of pictures with her phone. She stopped at every single gelato place, or so it seemed, getting sample sizes so she could find her favorite flavor and shop. It took her over an hour to wind her way through Venice and make her way to St. Mark's Square. She sat along the water and watched all the boats coming and going as she sipped on a coffee. It was her second time in the square during this trip. There was so much to see here, she could easily spend the rest of her day having lunch and walking through each small store, no matter what they sold, just to see everything.